Late Ill Kid at one, y'all. So holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people? Today, coming with another wonderful episode of On Screen. We're getting into episode 7 of Cloak and Dagger, bruh. They got me on this one. You know what, Cloak and Dagger? We here. All right, I'm proud of you because you got me. You got me complacent. You got me being like, man, Tandy just on her own. Tandy just gonna be sad. And then you was like, nah, bruh. Cut ties with that old hopeless Tandy. We coming through with the hope. Up with hope, down with dope. So we have a great episode in front of us. There's tons of stuff to talk about. Get to while guys are coming in the chat. Big shout out to King J Dub in the chat, holding it down like a player do. Shout out to some other people in the chat, because I see some other people. There's other people in the chat. Y'all ain't saying nothing, but hello to y'all as well. To get started, big shout out to Tim I, new Patreon supporter. Big shout out to him. Enrique Carrion, another Patreon supporter. Big shout out to you. Go check out his comic book, Phenomic. It's free, online, super dope. Tons of stuff on the channel today that you can see. We have Alphatron, Fantastic Dimension, the comic book review for that is out today. I have a little sneak peek of the podcast that I did with Blurtish on this channel. It's about 10 minutes, giving you a little taste of what we did, and you can check that out on blurtish.com. That's blerdish.com. Brother can't spell because I'm too hyped. I'm spellbound by this episode. If you can hear Nerd Soul Light in the background, he's a little unhappy because he's getting a bath. So where should we start? Let's start off light. Because Eric's Nation is back in the house. What up, what up, what up? Make sure y'all share this, like this, comment, give it to your friends. Tell them, come on, let's all talk about that Cloak and Dagger. Now, I figure we can start off light. Because you want to dive in. But I don't want to get y'all, we don't need to get to the meat yet. Get a little appetizer. I want to talk about Ma Dukes. Seeing Ma Dukes and Pops back together again was nice. Because I was worried about their relationship. As you can see, Nurse Soul Light in the corner. He's trying to bring him around this way. Because I don't want him to hit the flow. You know, I got you. Can you bring him? Because this ain't strong enough. So come in, little baby. Come in. You're rocking that Lakers gear today. You know, we in LA. You know what I'm saying? Virginia ain't really got a team. So, I mean, yes, you know, I know y'all gonna say y'all had a Washington. All right. I'm gonna give love to the Bullets, but I'm just saying. Anyway. Back to what we were talking about. Ma Dukes, it was nice to see her in this role and see, you know, Pops come home and how they related to each other. Because I was worried about their relationship. I was wondering, with us seeing them both separated, I was wondering if this had broken their relationship. But, and I was just that happy. Hashtag Black Love, it still exists. We still back. We happy. And Connors and Ma Dukes coming together had a brother kind of worried. You know what I'm saying? Had a brother like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Is he for real? Is he seriously looking for justice? Is he seriously trying to change? And for one, I was believing it. He had me believing it last episode. Now I don't know. We don't know about Connors. But seeing mom's like, yo, I'm gonna make this food. I'm gonna keep you tied up because that's what I'm about to do. I ain't listening to you. I ain't gonna let you sway me, but I wanna know where my son's body is. I wanna know where the real body is laid and all that stuff. And run me through the process of, you know, run me through the process of how everything was done, how you did this, how you used the system and your uncle and all that to not only take my son from me, with an act of murder that, well, you know what? I'll say this. Connors didn't particularly, I don't want to give Connors too much props. Connors shooting her son was an accident. Him hiding it turned it into murder. And I know all the legal nuts going to get in here. Look, what I'm saying is, once you threw deceit in there, what? See? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Once you threw deceit in there, straight murder, son. Straight murder. So seeing her, like, look, I know what I can do. You know what I'm saying? Because I was thinking she was about to torture him. But seeing she was like, I know what I can do. So I'm a sit here. I'm going to dig out an old recipe. I'm going to cook. But I want to know what you did to my son. And then seeing, you know, Pops come back, them have their discussion, knowing that the relationship is there to some extent. We don't know how deep or how far, but the relationship is there. And that's something that I really like, that they stopped and gave us a moment to see that, as well as see that Connors is up to a little more than he says. Because if he was all on the up and up, he wouldn't be scooching around, sneaking around, trying to get a knife in his teeth or something, all right? So we don't know if we could trust him like that. All right? Be for real, we can't trust him like that. Now, before I move on, don't trust Connors, period. Before I move on, big shout out to Eric's Nation, King J Dub. Let me know your favorite parts of this episode, because now we're gonna start getting into some deeper ish, you know what I'm saying, that went down. Jazz Man. And I know I called him Record Man. Now I'm calling him Jazz Man. Jazz Man is an interesting villain. He seems like someone who has evolved into being a villain through just wanting to make the pain stop, which falls into one of those situations where a victim or someone who was hurting became someone who started to oppress other people. And looking at him, the way he kind of played himself and portrayed himself this episode is something interesting, because we know he had pain and we know that this was the way that he was sort of dealing with it, but knowing that he's now using it as a lure to try to kind of stop, you know, all of Tandy's friends is an interesting play. And we see what happened with Auntie, and I'll talk about her in a little bit, but seeing him deal with Tyrone, seeing him deal with Auntie, seeing him even kind of contemplating by himself is an interesting character journey. And I don't know where we'll end with him. I don't know if we see him dead at the end of this season. I'm not sure where we get. And the reason I say that is because we talked about Godhood with Auntie when she was talking about, you know, he felt, you know, he saw this stuff from Tyrone. He went trying to act all like, oh, you know, I just got headaches. You know, I just need some help because I got a headache. Brother was lying. All right. Don't never trust. She was like, even though you are a tall drink a chocolate shake. Like, you ain't fooling me. She was like, I see through you. Your butt been lying since you walked up in here. All right. Your butt be lying. And I like that. I like the incorporation of, like he said, being touched. I like the incorporation of the supernatural and the kind of propensity to see beyond the veil, and being open to it. And Auntie was like, yo, man, look, you know, I see through you. You ain't fooling nobody. And even when they went to the record place, you know, where he, you know, pulls out people's memories and their pain, he was like, what's going on here? Because, you know, our girl Bridget, a.k.a. Mayhem, been holding this down. We're going to talk about her in a second. He was like, what's going on up here? She was like, I was thinking the same thing. Same thing. Now, we're going to pause for the calls real quick. Eric's Nation says, I love how the show seems to have made it possible for people to have to obtain abilities like Tandy and Tyrone and Andre, which could be possible for future villains and allies for possible seasons. Yeah, I do like that, because we're dealing with people like Auntie that she didn't need that explosion that rocks on. She has already, you know, she's already been in tune with the spiritual side. We've seen Baron Samedi, you know, we've already seen him, and we're going to see more through the preview for next episode. So we're going to see more of him. So knowing where we're going with the supernatural side and knowing where we're going with the more, I guess, meta, well, this is Marvel, so it's not meta, but, you know, more, I guess, superhero, mutant, accident kind of side, it's nice to see those converge and mix and mash together. I really like to see where they would play with it. And I wonder, I'm just wondering, I know this is a Cloak and Dagger show, but I'm wondering if we'll see Voodoo. And I'm not going to call him Brother Voodoo, because when the comic book came out, it was just corny, Brother Voodoo, just Voodoo. I wonder if we'll ever see him. I wonder if they could show him, and maybe he can be someone who's a recurring character. Because at the end of this episode, Auntie don't look like she in too good a shape, bruh. Like, she ain't looking good right now, B. She not. But moving on from that, I also like that Mayhem, on the other side, is still doing her best to help, even though we know that she's still not fully herself either. You know, Bridget isn't whole. She's not whole. But her figuring out how this record thing works and then being like, you know what? This guy's a bad guy. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know his deal, but I need to stop his plans. And then seeing her and Auntie communicate for a little bit, I love that. I cannot wait until Bridget is made whole, because you know it's about to be real. But with that said, we see a preview where it looks like they go into the darkness. I think it's going to be real. I think all three of them are going, I think they're going to come back super strong out of that. But big shout out to Lotus Scholar. He says, showing love, but I haven't seen the episode yet. Oh, go peep the episode. You can check this on the replay. Eric's Nation said, I think Billy was affected by the Roxxon incident too, which could come back for a possible future season since we haven't seen Billy's body yet. Yeah, that's a good point. They did talk about not getting the body and having a body to bury. And he was there during the accident. Could he still be living? Like, you know, he got shot. You know what I'm saying? He fell. He fell. And then after falling, while he was still alive, after he fell, he could have been touched. He could have been hit by that power, that energy, and he may be some type of, you know, like swampy character, you know what I'm saying? Or something else. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. See, that's what I'm saying. I'm fighting with Nerd Soul Light right now. But with that said, how do we reconcile Auntie knowing that Evita is going to find out? Because she don't look like she's in a good place. If she's dead, if she's like completely gone, like gone, dead, yeah. Dusted. Well, not dusted. Thanos ain't here. But if that's the case, what goes on with Evita? You know, where does she end up? Does she pick up the mantle? Does she come looking? What happens? Or do we find out that Evita is stronger than we knew and more in tune than we knew? That's something that, you know, I'm very excited to see, because we got three episodes left. So there's still 3 hours of show for us to see. Now, move all that out of the way. You know what we got to talk about, our girl? Tandy Bowen. Man, yo. Tandy has been through it. Tandy, you know, she hasn't fully given up, but seeing almost this whole episode, pretty much this whole episode, I was worried, like, yo, is the cavalry coming? Can the cavalry come? Because, you know what I'm saying, your boy played Tyrone, had him all wondering whether she liked him or not, until, you know, Bridget came, Mayhem came through with the love. I wonder where Tandy might end up. The whole episode, I'm thinking that. I wonder what's going to happen. How's she going to get out of this? Because we see that they were using kind of mental, you know, like mental oppression as well. Because she opened the door. She had to open the door. You know what I'm saying? And she was like, walk right out. And old girl was just like, nah, I'm cool. I'm going to stay here. And then when Tandy left, she went and snitched on Tandy. And I'm like, bruh, first thing, look, you want to stay here? Cool. You stay here by yourself. I don't mean that guy be telling on me. People are always telling on somebody. Big shout out to King J Dub. Just finished the episode. I told y'all to wait. Look, man, Nerd Soul got a schedule. I gotta try to adhere to the schedule. Oh man. Eric's Nation says, I think Evita will pick up the torch and somehow and will somewhat help Cloak and Dagger. Word up. he said, did you cry? These only manly tears. I didn't cry yet because I'm hoping that what I thought I saw, I didn't see. I'm right now I'm saying that Auntie is just in a bad place, but she's not gone. I hope she's not gone. We didn't get a full, you know, confirmation. It's not like it was like boop, boop, boop. We don't know that yet. All right? She might be okay. All right? We know she got power from the other side. She might be all right, but I am worried about Auntie. Eric's Nation said, I love how despite not having her daggers, she was able to help this girl, giving her hope back. Yeah. So back to the hotel, you got Lima talking all this mess about reason is the Viking. There's only one way in, one way out. You can't do nothing. We got took all your hope, making her smoke crack and stuff and all this, and you know, putting little dresses on her and putting hair barrettes or whatever in her head. You know what I'm saying? She like, I control this. She thinks she all that. See, that's how Lima was acting. She was like, but then she found out. Then she found out that, I ain't got all the power. Because old girl was like, you know what? Let me see for myself. And this is what I say. Whenever someone telling you, or your brother don't care, your mama don't care about you, or your friends don't care about, see for yourself. See for yourself, because there's a whole bunch of people that want to tell you that don't nobody care about you. And people care about you. There's someone out there that loves you. All right. Take it from your boy Nerd Soul. Somebody cares. All right. So don't let nobody put a wool over your eyes. All right. People out there are hoping that you are safe and sound. And when she saw that phone, she was like, why you lying? My mama been looking for me. Why you been lying, lady? All right. It's a family show. So why you been lying? Once she said that, Tandy flamed on. Yes, I said flamed on. Look, just roll with me. Once she flamed on, I was like, oh, shit. Because see, before that, I was thinking, yo, we going in this episode with Tandy still in like a catatonic type of vibe. You know what I'm saying? I was thinking like, yo, maybe she ain't going to get out till next episode. But man, when she lit up, boy, I was like, yes, sir. Man, I was hyped, and she went straight to work. And now we're in a good situation because you got, you know, Tyrone came through. He fighting, and Tyrone was coming with it, boy. Tyrone had them hand-to-hand fisticuffs, and I was happy. So Tyrone coming, Tandy coming, side to side. Tandy throwing knives into the wall, busting through the wall. Yo, look, this was a good episode. And Lima was talking all that mess. She put in a chokehold, came through like Jack Nicholson. Yo, man, wow. Because the writers got me. The writers had me complacent in an episode that was going to be very, very reserved and very, very intentional in its slow pacing and building up these last three episodes. But no. It was like, we're going to trick y'all. And then like the last 5 minutes, we're going to be like, blackout. And then next thing you know, people getting beat up left to right, knives flying in the air, you know, Tyrone chop-sockying people. This episode gave you everything. You know what I'm saying? And this is what is the mark of a good episode. A big shout out, oh, Little Miss Chocolate in the house. What's up? How you doing? Eric's Nation says, with Tandy helping that girl, it reminded me of Pandora's Box. With so much sorrows, despair present, and there will be also hope in the tiny bottom at the end. Okay. I see where you're going. All right, no doubt. King J Dub said, if Tandy got, my heart would have been broken. Oh man. they know better. They know better. They ain't gonna mess with Tyrone and Tandy like that. TNT. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I say, don't worry about that. So this is what is the mark of a good episode in this season in general. This episode, you can always sit back and look at the episode and be like, what did we learn? You know what I'm saying? What did we learn? This episode, we learned that the relationship between mom and dad is still good. They're strained over what's going on, but they're still good because he came home. He still lives there. Everything's fine. Ma Dukes is very well aware of Connors and what's going on, and she has no qualms against it. We learned that Connors is still ain't trustable. Yeah, and I say trustable. We learned he ain't trustable. We learned that Lima ain't as powerful as she thought, which is what Tandy told her. Thank you. We learned that Auntie is able to not only see like the other side when it comes to people, but also have power on that side. Now, I don't know if she's still with us. I hope she is, but we'll see. Also, we know that it's coming down. Like, the both sides know who the enemy is. Like, you know, like Tyrone and Tandy know that these guys is doing this. And then they know that they don't know this because, look, we ain't playing. All right? Once we get Mayhem back, it's over. Now, with that said, Eric's Nation says, I was so surprisingly happy that Tyrone was throwing them punches, but it was so amazing seeing Tandy and Tyrone reunite. Yes. When they looked at each other, I was just like, yes, yes. Y'all are back together. I'm so happy. I'm proud of both of y'all. See, that's how they was about to hug. They had their arms wide open and they was happy. I was pleased, man. I was pleased. This episode was done very well. And will we see a god? That's a good question. That's something I want to know now. Are we going to find or see godhood from our villain? Are we going to see that? Is that what we're going to experience? Because if we do, how do they fight that? How do they affect that? Or is there a linchpin that stops him from being effectively overpowered as a god? What would be his kryptonite, if you will? Are you trying to slide? He trying to dip out. You trying to dip? All right. Look, Nurse O'Light said, look, y'all, he done with y'all. All right. The episode was good. The end. King J. Dub says, when Tyrone transported after he got tossed, he was on his X-Men. Yo, bruh, you ain't never, ever lied. I want to see. That's how Tyrone came up in there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm happy that he came through like that. It's good. I want to see more power manipulation that way. I want to see it taken to another level and mo. And I really want to see where this God thing goes. And saying that, when she was talking about him becoming a Loa and becoming a God, I wonder if Baron Samedi has something to say about that. Is he on board with having another God in his territory? Is he on board with somebody new? You know, Baron Samedi has his own territory and he has his own thoughts and his own, you know, his own ideas of how he wants people's souls on the dead side to go. If they call it the dead side, if they go with that. Coming from someone who reads Shadow Man, great comic book on Valiant Entertainment, super dope. So my question to you guys is, before we wrap this all up, what do you think Baron Samedi does in the next episode? What do you think Connors is really up to? Do you think Connors is trying to get free because he wants to, you know, go get his uncle to bring him to justice? Or do you think that this whole justice thing is a ploy? Last question, how much longer until we get Bridget back home? How much longer? Because I'm thinking it's not too long. I'm thinking maybe one more episode because we got to come back together, because if this man becomes a god, if he unlocks that door, we're going to have a lot of problems on our hands as a team. And maybe Mina can help out in some way, shape, or form. Who knows? Maybe there is some kind of scientific way to combat him while they are in the mental realm or something like that. So, King J. Dub, Eric's Nation says, I love how Tyrone's Dark Force Dimension is involved with the Loas and Haitian voodoo, which are Haitian gods. And then King J Dub says Connors is having to change, her heart, doesn't want to go to jail. and don't lock me up. Oh no. But Connors, it's weird. It's not like he ain't singing like a bird, because he's showing enough of talent. Oh, he's showing enough talent. He's telling all that. So I don't know. I don't know where to put Connors. And I like that. The reason I like that is because there are so many interesting threads for the writers to pull at. I am, once again, for a show that I made fun of when I heard that they were creating it. And then when I saw the first trailer, I was like, okay, let's see what you got. And I saw the first episode and I was like, they're taking this seriously. And I've been down ever since. This has been a great show. And every episode they figure out a way to make me be like, oh, word. Like, man, this episode is flames. And we got three more left. So with that said, Dwight Norton, how are you? What up? What up, Dwight Norton? Nice to see you. Nice to have you up in his house. See, Jay said, I'm happy I just found you live. I watched season 7. Oh, man. So good to see you, Jay. Glad that you're here and with the crew. Everybody welcome them. Glad y'all all in here checking us out. In these last couple minutes, I'm gonna just rattle off a couple things because we want to get out of here soon. We got Nerd Soul Light up in here. Maybe you want to give the baby review? He gonna get the baby review. Come on, little man. Come here, little baby. Here we go. See, and we got Minnie in the house. She representing. So here you go. Hold me. Are you ready for the baby review? Here goes.
Hi. Today it was really, really dope. We had all kinds of stuff going on in this episode. We went to the Loa. We talked to the record man. We was dealing with Tandy. There was a whole bunch of stuff going on, and it was super fun. Oh, did you see how your boy Tyrone was just flipping and going around and punching people like, ha-ha-ha! It was sweet. It was super duper sweet. And I'm so, so happy this episode was going down, because I saw straight up knife work and I saw people going down with all kinds of teleporting. It was super extra dope. Straight fire, straight blazing, 5 all day. That's how we do.
So, see, as you can see, baby review, they loving it. Babies, the baby demographic on Cloak and Dagger. I know they're based at the young adults, but the babies is feeling them too. They got all the demographics. That's how Marvel is. It's a family affair. So, big shout out to Louisiana Kid. Big shout out to all y'all guys. I know, matter of fact, Louisiana Kid, all of my Louisiana folks, like Shino Bentrill, Blurtish, I know this is set in NOLA. Let me know what you think about the NOLA, you know, in the chat, in the comments. Are they representing NOLA well? You know, because I've never been to NOLA. I'm going to go one day, but I ain't never been there. the baby saw that Tandy, they put smoke in her face and she had to go to sleep. That's what the baby saw. The baby didn't see nothing else. But with that said, guys, thank you for checking us out. There's tons of great stuff to talk about. So let's get in those comments. Let's talk about, of course, Cloak and Dagger, where you want to see it going, what's going on with the characters, all that good stuff, because I am, of course, loving the show. So for our bounce, I'm going to tell you to hit me up on That Nerd Soul. That's THATNERDSOUL, one word, everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I ain't on Snapchat because, yo, look, it's a lot of work, man. It's a lot of work being on all them joints. But holla at me. Let's talk about Cloak and Dagger. Let's talk about Star Trek Discovery, even though it's over. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. comes back tomorrow. And Doom Patrol's finale is tomorrow. I will be with Solar Gray. We're going to make a video. It won't be live. I would love it to be live, but look, they ain't got internet everywhere. So we're going to do something for that this weekend. It's going to be super dope. And I'll have a comic book review of something tomorrow. I'm thinking. We're going to see what's up. So, guys, of course, before I bounce, be good to yourselves. Be good to each other. And a shout to Dwight Norton, King J-Dub, Jay, Eric, Louisiana Kid, You got Eric's Nation in the house, Lotus Scholar, Little Miss Chocolate, everybody else. If I miss you, I apologize, but make sure to hit that like button, subscribe, share this to your friends. And let me tell you, you hit that thumbs down, Jazzman gonna play your record. All right. I'm just saying, he gonna play that like Grandmaster Flash. All right. He's gonna be like all over. All right, you ain't gonna be happy. All right, so I'm just letting you know. You can press it down if you want. You hit that thumbs down, but I can't guarantee. I can't guarantee that. So for me to you, thank you for chilling out. Thank you for watching. I will see y'all next week. And until then, peace, man. This show is so good. This show is so good. This show is so good.